Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I welcome back my good friend, Glenn Mitchell, to the show, who is a stress management specialist, where we're going to be talking more about the response blueprint, which is designed to help you improve your health and well-being. So welcome back to the show today, Glenn.
Oh, so happy to be here again, Johnny.
Well, it's great to have you. And I know we've had some previous great conversations, and I'm very, very keen about bringing any kind of health specialist onto the show. I know you're a stress management specialist. It's really, really key, as I always emphasize this, but how important health is as the foundations for the rest of your life. Because we don't have good health, we don't have a good quality of life. So we've had quite a few conversations about health recently. So I appreciate your input. So today, Glenn, I believe we're covering supplements. That's the latest one we're on. Is that right?
It is. So supplements is the first S of my response blueprint, which is my proprietary system that really takes you from a stressed out state until your peak performance and your high performance state that, you know, we all truly want to live in. So what we'll be doing is we'll be talking about some supplements. We'll be talking about different ones that will suit. I think today we'll focus around confidence, self-esteem, and supplements that we can use to buffer stress, which stress is probably the predominant thing that will affect our confidence and our ability to perform.
Absolutely, yeah. Because I can think of so many links in my mind that if you're not getting the right supplements or the sources you need in your body, you're not able to perform mentally or perhaps physically, and both, whether you're an athlete or whether you're like mentally requiring it, and that can just cause frustration, obviously. Likewise, how you feel about yourself if you're not getting in the right supplements. Like, I know as a vegan, I have to make sure I'm taking vitamin D, especially when we live in the UK. And it's sunny today, but it's not always sunny. So
always.
So you get a little bit from there, but I have to make sure I'm topping up on my vitamin D a lot, making sure I'm getting the right levels. So that's kind of really my first question. If someone's deficient in supplements, what can some of the consequences be?
Yeah, so the first thing I just want to say, we don't normally have to do this, but I think it's probably a good part of this conversation to give a slight caveat, in that this conversation about supplements is on a very general level. There will be some recommendations and obviously some back and forth between us, but I would really recommend, before you go taking any supplements or embarking on any kind of protocol, that you do go and see a health specialist before you actually take yourself down this road. But definitely, you know, if you are suffering from nutrient deficiencies, it can really, any disease or dis-ease of the body really has its underlying issues in some kind of deficiencies that end up manifesting themselves in many different ways, whether that is mineral deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies. Basically, just an easy way to think about it is just your battery runs down until literally the battery can't run the car anymore.
And has this been something you've ever been challenged with?
You know what, I think we're all challenged with it on a daily basis. I know myself, I have quite a high demanding other business where I do long hours. So this weekend, for instance, I did 2 12-plus-hour days back to back. I got about 4 hours sleep between them. And that takes its toll on the body. It's because our vitamins and our minerals, they build us up, they fill our battery up. They're what we use for so many chemical processes in the body. And when they run down, we just can't operate, which is where you see so many people and, you know, including myself, when that battery gets down, you need to replenish. And the problem I think we're facing these days is that the soil, because, you know, we used to be able to get a good amount of the nutrients we need from food. But these days, I think the latest stats are saying since about 1950, the soil, the nutrients in the soil has depleted by 60-70%. Which obviously means the nutrients in the soil have gone down. So all the nutrients in the food that we get from the soil have also gone down. And that's where supplements do come in. And supplements, and they are that, they are a supplement to your diet. They aren't there to replace a healthy diet. But I truly believe that they are an integral part of being able to live a healthy life now, because we just cannot get what we need from a whole food diet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's and thanks for the stats about that. Was interesting about the stats from since 1950 about the 60-70%. That is huge.
It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah. Huge amount of difference in that one. So, yeah, totally. So, with kind of someone who's perhaps thinking, right, I need to really have a focus on what I need to be taking. I'm going to take some advice from the internet. Like, this is what this person's saying. How important is it to be specific to the individual?
It's crucial. It really is. I mean, there are some foundational supplements that I think pretty much most people should be taking. Things like vitamin B's, things like vitamin C, vitamin D you mentioned, magnesium. Magnesium is a fantastic stress buffer. Zinc, and then a high quality greens powder is also a great thing that just, again, we talk about nutrient deficiencies of food, and a high quality greens powder, an organic, non-GMO, is something that's a great addition just to provide those nutrients from what is essentially a whole food source, but made into a powder form. But I think, yeah, 100%, it's really important. And part of what I do is I actually run tests, human optimization tests, which we can test your vitamin levels, your mineral levels, to actually gauge what you're deficient in, and also what you may have too much of, which there are ratios between certain vitamins and minerals, which when they're out of balance can be just as problematic, having too high a value of one thing and too low a value of another, than just all nutrient deficiencies.
And there's some good, thanks for the kind of covering the different vitamins and things like magnesium and the greens as well, that we could be having that cover multiple sources, but it's still being very specific to the individual, and why the kind of the importance of testing is really going to highlight that. Now, a lot of people obviously think, and kind of I'm always as keen at drilling this point home, but kind of wanted to get your thoughts on it. A lot of people look at these certain products that are out there and think, bit expensive, but kind of I guess the cost of your productivity and health could be more expensive.
Yeah, and it's a fair point. And I think we all have to gauge what we're comfortable spending when it comes to supplements. I'm the first person when I work with my clients to say, okay, what budget have you got? And let's allocate that to the priorities, which is what I touched on before with the foundational things. I'd much rather somebody came and started a foundational protocol, taking the basics in a good amount, than moving on to, you know, the things we all hear about in the news or we read about on the internet, and which are all great things, things like adaptogens, things like mushrooms, ashwagandhas, rhodiolas, all fantastic, fantastic products and herbs and supplements. But we've got to be mindful of what budget we have and where we spend it. I think there is a certain level where I would say you are better not buying the supplement than spending the money on the supplement, because essentially the supplement is just full of fillers, chalk. The actual amount of the active ingredient is so low, it's really not going to do anything for you. So buying supplements is a little bit of a minefield, I'm not going to lie. It's also very important where you source that supplement from. There are big internet stores, I won't mention any names, where I would be very careful. I would go on to and check out the resellers if you're buying from big internet stores that use other resellers, because what these resellers will sometimes do is they will buy old stock from the supplement supplier. So even though it could be a well-known and good quality brand, it could be making its way out of its best before date. And what these resellers do is they take the product, they scrape off the best before date, they put a new best before date on, and they resell it, which is shady. But, you know, that's the world we live in. So I always recommend get as close to the source as you can, the manufacturer of the product, make sure it's their own proprietary product, and buy direct if you can.
That's some great guidance there, because it could easily be done, right? We see it's on special offer from the reseller, and we're like, oh, that looks like a good product. That's a great product. Oh, for that price. But actually, you're not getting the quality you would have got fresh from the original company. So great point on that. And also, like what you said about making sure you're clear on your budget. Don't necessarily have to go in and spend all your money on all the supplements out there. It's about being specific and what you can afford and trying to get that base level as much as possible that's going to cover it. And again, that's why working with someone like yourself or kind of professionals in this area can be really, really beneficial for that side. So in terms of something like stress, what role can having the right supplements help with on that?
Yeah, so the great thing that supplements can do, we've already mentioned magnesium. Magnesium is my number one favorite supplement when it comes to stress, because it just helps buffer the stress response in the body. It just helps. When we're going through stress, we have magnesium, it just takes it into a relaxation state. So that's not just for sleep, it's also on a daily basis, just being able to just calm that fight or flight response down and managing to buffer our response to stress, just making us a little bit more easeful in our day. It combines very well with zinc and also B vitamins, which are really good for energy, but also really also help buffer stress very well. Those supplements, the combination synergistically, can really make the difference, I believe, between continually being in a fight or flight response, so continually being in a reactive state where we're continually worried, we're continually stressed, and we just feel the weight is getting heavier and heavier, to actually giving the body some support that it needs so it can handle the stress that, let's face it, is not going away anytime soon.
It's useful to know about magnesium as kind of a key one. Now, what would you say about something like going back to sort of like whole foods versus a supplement use? Say, for example, a banana, that's got a bit of magnesium in. But would you say that's not necessarily got the amount you need to kind of deal with stress?
Not. My personal opinion is, I mean, I would probably have a banana every day at some stage in the day, either in a smoothie or just by itself. It certainly doesn't hurt to eat it, but the society we live in now, our lives, the amount of stress that we're continually putting ourselves under in modern life, I believe that no, there isn't enough magnesium in bananas or really any whole food. And the great thing about supplements is they're dose specific. So you don't actually know when you eat a banana how much magnesium that banana has in it. You don't actually know what that effect, whereas when you're taking a supplement, you can dose accordingly. So, you know, I am taking this amount of magnesium now, so I know that's going into my body, which for me, that's why supplements are so great, is because you are actually confirming what's going in, and therefore you know you're actually getting what you need.
And that's a great point, because there's, you know, there's foods out there, but like we were saying, sometimes the soul can be impacted by various things we've got, and or kind of like nature in general that's out there, and not just the soul, but obviously, like, and you don't know how much that's going to play on it as well. But yeah, the magnesium levels in the banana is difficult to tell, I guess, as well. So, yeah, and especially in a society, right, when we've got constant social media and media and stuff that we're looking at, and it can put us under that stress as well. So that's a good point.
The last 2 years have really thrown up stress as such a predominant factor in the world right now, but I think it's always been there, and the last 2 years have just exacerbated it. So there's so many people right now that are just looking for some help in how they move forwards after the last couple of years, because they know they aren't feeling quite right, and I believe supplements can really, really help with that.
Totally. And I did, as you know, I do kind of like the neuro encoding, got my t-shirt on. That's all about working on your psychology and therefore impacting your mindset. We work on our psychology first and these kind of stuff. And obviously this is a lot what the podcast is about, helping people with those strategies to kind of think in an uplifting way, feel good about their life. Yeah, I've also done a little bit of Dr. Amen's brain health. And I know certainly that if you've not got the brain health in a good condition and you're not looking after your brain and your body in general, then it's going to be very difficult to implement that mindset stuff because you haven't got the hardware sorted, right? So you need to kind of have that mixture of both.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, on the response blueprint, and actually I'm really looking forward to our conversation on our next episode because we're on the P, which is philosophy of life. So that's, I think that's going to be a great back and forth between the two of us, all around mindset and how we establish a philosophy of life and really develop that mindset along with the health to create the vision of life that we truly want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, getting that balance of, that's why I love this response blueprint. You're kind of covering all areas as well. It's not just the mindset, the psychology, it's about like our health as well. And if that's not in place, the mindset's only limited. And I mean, I've heard a couple of stories. One to just kind of share with you and our listeners was there was this couple who they got married. They're very happily married. And the husband had worked in a factory where he was exposed to a lot of toxins and furniture and things like that. And then suddenly he's getting angry, like frustrated. And she's like, he's a changed man. And then actually when they analysed his brain, it has all these toxins coming in. So kind of all the, maybe if you put him through that mindset, that positive thinking, but you didn't alter the things in his brain, take away that substance, that change wouldn't have happened. But luckily they could diagnose what the challenge was. So what we're talking about here, that if we're not basically supplementing the right way or don't have the minerals, the vitamins we need within ourselves, and then we're trying to do all this work on ourselves and grow, then it's only going to go so far. So that's what I love about our conversation today and what kind of the work you do as well around stress management and health.
Yeah, 100%. It really is. I know we're both passionate about these areas and we both have our specialities in each of these areas. But overall, you know, we're just passionate about helping people live the best lives they can from both a mindset and a health point of view.
Absolutely. On the kind of a couple of more questions, but one of the things I was just thinking then is that some of us can have certain sensitivities, right, to certain supplements. Are there kind of any common signs that you've kind of like noticed perhaps when you've taken a supplement that you've noticed isn't right? And or is there kind of any general guidance people can follow with their, they feel like they're not taking the right supplements?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm working with a client and I put them on a new protocol of supplements, the first 3 days to the first 2 weeks are a time when I will always say, okay, just monitor a few things, monitor, as you just alluded to, the mood. So are you getting angrier? Are you feeling more depressed? And almost keep a diary of these things. Just note these things down. Have you any skin rashes to start to appear? Or are you getting headaches? Because the supplements that I generally use don't have, because they're what the body actively actually wants. So in general, we don't have big side effects. Whereas when you get into more how can we say, specific supplements that are to address specific conditions, then because they're targeting specific areas of the body, you can have more reactionary times to them. And, you know, or you have to be very careful and cognizant of what that client is going through. So I would say for any protocol you go on, it's worth keeping a little diary just every day, check in with yourself. Has anything changed? How am I feeling? And if you're working with a health coach, which again, something that I recommend, get in touch with them and just feedback to them. Look, I've been taking this, I'm feeling this, and they should be able to advise you to either taper down, come off, or whatever's required.
Certainly for me, when I've like missed out on some of my obviously this like certain sensitivities I've had in the body, and I could, you know, sometimes notice it and take note or even change it in my mood. So it's kind of coming back to that self-awareness that we talked about before as well. But I've certainly noticed the deficiency as well when like perhaps I haven't had my omega-3 kind of replacements or kind of anything like that, and it's a bit like, oh, not feeling as optimistic today. And sometimes it doesn't happen straight away. Sometimes it's a day after that I notice as well. So yeah, that's a great point. Just keep in contact with your with the profession, with your professional if you're working with one, and also just being very mindful of what you're taking and how that's feeling as well. So
yeah, just check in with yourself on a daily basis. Keep a little journal. You know, if you journal already, then you can just literally add it in at the end of your daily journal. How did I feel today? Have I any reactions? You know, my skin's a big one. Quite often you'll maybe see a rash come up on your skin, and just note it down, feed it back to your healthcare coach. And, you know, in general though, the supplements, if you're starting with the foundations, which is really what we've talked about on this podcast, you should be fairly good.
Awesome. Oh, thanks, Glenn. Are there any kind of final, maybe one or two points, maybe a final point that you've got about supplements that you'd like to share with us?
I mean, more than anything else, I'd like to reiterate that it was a question you asked, and I think it's a really great question. It's so important. If you are going to invest money in supplements, invest in quality, do your research. There is no point going for the deal or going down to your local health food store and bulk buying. If it's cheap, there's probably a reason it's cheap. If it's expensive, it's probably a good sign. Read reviews, look at the label. Even if you don't understand all of it, a quick Google search will tell you what recommended daily amounts should be of vitamins, minerals, etc. Compare that to the back of the labels of what you're taking, buy it from a reputed seller, and you shouldn't go too far wrong.
Yeah, great recap, and you reminded me about the point again of not getting it's secondhand, as I describe it, and it's kind of going off. It's older stock rather. So that's a useful point to remember. So Glenn, really enjoyed our conversation. Looking forward to going into the philosophy of life in our next conversation. So just for people to reach out, really, where can they find you?
Yeah, so the best thing is if you've got any questions regarding supplements, my direct messages are open on Instagram. I'm on there at ThriveThroughLife. So by all means, drop me a DM in there if you've got any questions. If you're suffering from stress, you feel supplements would help you, then get in touch on there and we can arrange a free call where I can actually give you one basic strategy around supplements to help you actually recover from stress and get to where you want to be.
Awesome. Brilliant. And as always, we'll link that up for people to get in touch with you. So once again, a big thank you, Glenn, for coming on the podcast today.
My pleasure.
So that concludes our episode for today. And remember, work on your self-confidence every single day.